Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
And now it's time for three big things on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one. New numbers just released from the Milwaukee Police Department today show overall crime in the city is down. Robberies, rapes, burglaries, arsons, auto thefts, and aggravated assaults are all down by double-digit percentages. Carjackings in Milwaukee are down almost 50% compared to a year ago. Non-fatal shootings are down nearly 20%. Two crimes are up, however: homicides and human trafficking. Human trafficking in Milwaukee is up 3% over the year. Homicides are up 8%, and one homicide is too many. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman.
In 2025, we saw a man brutally shoot and kill a disabled child. 13-year-olds are dying from guns that they were in their possession. A mother drives her teenage son to shoot and kill his sister over social media. Two pharmaceutical students with no criminal record kill one another over a dog's haircut. So as there is this discussion in regards to what the statistic and numbers are, I'm talking about people. I'm talking about situations. And these tragedies cannot be made up. These are real occurrences and real members of our community.
They certainly are. Nationally, homicides were down last year. So while it is fantastic news to see overall crime down in the city of Milwaukee, there is still work to be done when it comes to homicides in the city.
But number two, a growing trend on Grok is coming under fire. So what is Grok? Grok is Elon Musk's AI tool. This is attached to Twitter, now known as X. So the social media platform has Grok. You can ask Grok to do something for you, right?
I remember the day my mom asked me, what is Grok? Well, what is this I'm seeing? Grok, tell me about it.
Well, that's kind of a funny name. But nevertheless, it's coming under fire in multiple countries for generating fake, explicit photographs of people without consent that appear online in the click of a button. So here's how it works. Somebody with an X account sees or posts a picture and types in, "Hey, Grok, put me in a bikini." Or if it's not you, it might say, "Hey, Grok, put this person in a bikini." Or post a picture of this person with clear tape instead of clothing.
Ugh.
Those are actual things being said or being told for Grok to do. Now, in some cases, the person posting the picture is the person in the picture requesting Grok to perform such an action. But in other cases, it's not. And in some cases, pictures of minors are also showing up. And therein lies the issue.
If there is a sort of global takedown of Grok, that would be a really big effort, right? That would require the coordination of governments around the world. At the same time, this is a pretty easy issue to agree on, right? Like, child sexual abuse material is criminalized around the world. It's one of the few sort of unifying themes of, like, the global law order. So that is a potential, you know, avenue that they could go down.
That is ABC's Mike DeBusky, the British government, one of several countries moving forward with legal action against Elon Musk and Grok, but it's also coming under scrutiny here in the United States.
Number three, a mystery up in space. NASA scrapped a spacewalk that was slated for today. ABC's Jim Ryan has the details.
In what was to be the first extravehicular activity, or EVA, of 2026, astronauts Mike Finke and flight engineer Zena Cardman were to don their spacesuits and climb outside the International Space Station for a 6.5-hour spacewalk to install equipment and take some photos. But late yesterday, NASA called it off because of a medical condition with a crew member. The space agency won't be specific about what the condition is or which crew member was involved.
I went to NASA's homepage today and looked at the update. They are not commenting on what the medical condition is because NASA says it's just not appropriate to share more details about the crew member due to medical privacy. The group does say more details, including an updated date for the spacewalk, will be coming later, so stay tuned.